Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 65 of Ask Pat. I want to mention that today's episode is brought to you by LegalZoom. LegalZoom is actually what I use to help create my LLC. I use it for a couple trademarks. I use it for a lot of personal things as well, like wills and things like that. And it's got to be the easiest and most economical way to do a lot of these things. DBA, I also did one of those as well. So you can join over a million entrepreneurs who have used LegalZoom, including myself, to start your business and incorporate. Check them out. Go to LegalZoom.com and enter Pat in the referral box to get your discount. LegalZoom provides self-help services and can connect you with an attorney, but they are not a law firm. Remember, LegalZoom.com, discount code Pat. That's P-A-T. Now let's get to today's question, which is an important one from Clark about authenticity and vulnerability.
Hi, Pat. My name is Clark Buckner with BuckBranding.com. One of my favorite topics that you speak about is authenticity. And my question is, how far is too far? So in other words, how authentic, how vulnerable can you be with your audience and why? Thank you.
Clark, thank you so much for your question. It's great to hear from you. And I'm going to answer your question sort of in two parts for you and also for everybody listening. The first part is going to be why vulnerability and why being authentic is important and how it's helped me and how it can help you. And the second part, I'm going to talk about, you know, how much, because there is a line there, I think, and I think we all know that. But where do we draw that line? Well, I'll talk about that secondly. But firstly, why be vulnerable? Why authenticity? Why is that important? It's because online, well, even offline, but in any business, but especially online, the trust that you have, the trust that you build with your audience is the most important thing in the world. It is your currency. It is your asset. The better the trust you have with your audience, the better everything will be. The easier it is to have a transaction. Because without that trust, there can be no transaction whatsoever. And I'm not just talking about monetary transactions. I'm talking about any transaction from people like spending any time on your site, to clicking on a link, to subscribing to your email list. None of those things can happen without that trust. And one of the best ways to build trust in any relationship, and you are and you should be thinking about what you have with your audience members as a relationship, the best way to do that is to open up and to, you know, do it appropriately, of course, but to be real. Because people want to do business with other people. But more than that, people want to do business with people who are real, and there's no better way to show that you're real than to show the not so good things that might be happening or what's on your mind or the things you aren't so sure of. You know, it sort of brings your walls down, which allows more people in, and people will bring their walls down too when they see you're doing it as well, and that's how relationships are formed. Think of any relationship that you have with a friend or a family member. You tell each other things, not just always the good things. If somebody were to only tell you the good things, you would think that they were cocky or whatever. And I know that's why a lot of people resonate with me, because I talk not only about the wins and the things that are going well in my business and life as well, but the things that aren't going so well or the struggles that I have. And as a result, people can connect with me more, especially because a lot of times when you share the parts of you that are vulnerable and the authentic moments that aren't so nice, people can connect because they probably have a lot of those same feelings as well. And so the more you open up, the more people are going to open up to you. So that's why authenticity is important. That's why being vulnerable is important. You know, again, we're talking about vulnerable in the sense of, you know, showing that, you know, there's parts of you that aren't perfect. Because I think perfection, you know, if people are perfect online, there's something wrong, right? If somebody were to share online that everything's going perfect and nothing ever went wrong, we would, for us, it would be obvious that they were lying because something has to go wrong. If they were too perfect, then they're probably hiding something. So we're talking about that, not vulnerable, like, you know, your site is vulnerable or, you know, you're putting yourself at risk for things. No, we're not talking about that. Of course, you want to have your site secure and things like that. But vulnerability in the sense that you want to open up and show people that you're not perfect. I think that's really important. Now, how much of that should you do? How vulnerable should you be? How authentic should you be? Well, I think you should be 100% authentic, but that's different than vulnerability. You should always be real, but how much should you share? Well, that's really a question that you'll have to answer yourself because it's going to be a different line for everybody. Obviously, there's a line of sharing too much, but then there's a line of not sharing enough where it might almost seem like you're hiding stuff or you're not exactly who you are. So I think you have to look internally, use common sense, and also listen to your audience as well and put yourself in the shoes of somebody in your audience. Probably the best thing you could do is think about how what you're saying or what you want to share will affect your audience and how they will react to what you say. And also, how are they reacting to what you do and should you respond to that? For example, if you were to do something in your business that maybe was a wrong move or seemed to upset a lot of people or even just a few people in your audience, should you share that? How is that providing value? How is that actually helping your audience? Well, it could help people see that you are listening and that you are understanding how people feel so you can then take the correct course of action after that. That's another big thing about vulnerability is sharing when you do things wrong and manning up and actually admitting to your mistakes because that's how you can show people that, okay, you're not perfect, but also you are there to help them. You are there to take the correct actions that might be required to right a wrong, for example. That's huge. And I've done that several times on my site because I don't get everything right. I can't possibly do everything right the first time. And sometimes I do things that, you know, I wish I didn't do, but I have to be open and honest about those things in order for me to keep that trust. I think when you think about it, like a relationship that you might have with a spouse, if they did something wrong or something that you didn't like, you would hope that they would be honest with you. That would only strengthen the relationship, I feel. So thank you so much, Clark. I know that's a tough sort of, you know, more you got to look inside yourself to see where that line might be and what you want to share. But I hope that answers your question a little bit, Clark. Thank you so much for it. And anybody else out there, if you have a question you'd like answered here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there. And of course, I want to thank our sponsors for this episode, LegalZoom. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter Pat at the checkout area, you will get a discount. They're there not just to help you with your corporation or LLC or your DBAs, but also other things like your wills and your trademarks and powers of attorney. I've done all of those things on LegalZoom. I've been using them since 2008. You hear about them everywhere on the radio, and you know why? Because they're awesome. They totally are. I love them. So thank you, LegalZoom. Head on over to LegalZoom.com, enter Pat for the discount code. And as always, I'm going to leave you with a quote. And today's quote is from Victoria Pratt. She's an actress and a model. And she says, "In the beginning, people think vulnerability will make you weak. But it does the opposite. It shows you're strong enough to care." Take care. And I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached
those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.